Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, All or Nothing, How Trump Recaptured America is a political nonfiction book by Michael Wolff, published as part of his ongoing Trump Chronicle. It focuses on Donald Trump's 2024 campaign and comeback, beginning with the legal and political crisis that followed January 6, and tracing how he returned from apparent exile to dominate the Republican field and win back the presidency. Wolff presents the campaign as an existential confrontation between Trump and the American establishment, using his access to Trump's inner circle to build a detailed account of internal tensions, strategic improvisation, and the atmosphere around the campaign. The book belongs to the contemporary political exposé genre, combining reporting, insider observation, and narrative reconstruction. Its purpose is not only to recount an election, but also to show how Trump's political style, personal behavior, and movement politics reshaped the conditions of American democracy during one of the most volatile campaigns in modern U.S. history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 2024 race as a contest between Trump and the establishment. A central idea in the book is that the 2024 election was not treated as a normal Democratic contest, but as a decisive struggle between Donald Trump and the political system around him. Wolff frames the race as a situation in which one side had to break the other. Either the establishment would use legal, institutional, and political power to stop Trump, or Trump would overwhelm and reshape the establishment in return. This framing matters because it explains why the campaign is described in near-apocalyptic terms. The book is less interested in standard electoral tactics than in the deeper conflict between a populist insurgent figure and the institutions that tried to contain him. By presenting the race this way, Wolff emphasizes the collapse of shared political norms and the extent to which the election became a test of whether the old system could still regulate a candidate who had already rejected its rules. Secondly, Trump world as a place of loyalty tests, tension, and improvisation, Wolff's account depends heavily on access to Trump's inner circle. And one of the book's most important contributions is its portrait of Trump world as a highly unstable political environment. The people around Trump are shown navigating shifting demands, personal loyalty tests, rapid reversals, and constant pressure to perform obedience. This is not presented as a conventional campaign organization with clean hierarchy and consistent strategy. Instead, it is a world shaped by personality, fear, rivalry, and the need to anticipate Trump's mood. That structure helps explain how the campaign could remain effective, despite constant chaos. Wolff suggests that the same disorder that made Trump unpredictable also made him politically resilient, because it allowed him to dominate attention and keep allies dependent on his approval. The book uses this inner circle perspective to show how modern political power can be built less through discipline than through emotional control and personal allegiance. Thirdly, legal jeopardy running parallel to political momentum. Another major theme is the split-screen reality of Trump's situation during the campaign. On one side stood serious legal danger indictments, criminal trials, and a broader threat that the justice system might finally impose consequences for his conduct. On the other side stood a strikingly favorable political landscape, with strong party loyalty, high visibility, and weak opposition. Wolff's analysis is effective because it refuses to treat these two realities as separate. Instead, it shows how they interacted. Legal jeopardy did not simply damage Trump. It could also strengthen his grievance-based political identity and reinforce the loyalty of supporters who viewed prosecution as persecution. At the same time, the legal cases created real risk, uncertainty, and strategic distraction. This duality gives the book much of its tension. It explains why Trump's return was so remarkable. He was simultaneously the subject of unprecedented legal vulnerability and one of the strongest political figures in the country. Fourthly, Trump's leadership style as spectacle, denial, and coercive force. The book offers a sustained portrait of Trump's personal style as a political weapon. Wolff describes him through recurring traits such as showmanship, denial, cruelty, and command over attention. Trump is not depicted as someone who follows the logic of institutions. Rather, he often appears to operate by instinct, performance, and confrontation. His ability to insult enemies, dominate news cycles, and transform conflict into political energy is treated as a core part of his success. At the same time, Wolff highlights the darker implications of this style. Trump's conduct is tied to intimidation, humiliation, and the pressure he places on those around him. The result is a model of leadership that works precisely because it breaks ordinary expectations of restraint and decorum. The book, therefore, does more than catalog behavior. It argues that Trump's personal manner is itself a source of political power and a challenge to the norms that usually stabilize public life. Lastly, what Trump's comeback reveals about democratic fragility. Beyond the immediate story of the campaign, Wolff uses Trump's victory to explore the vulnerability of American democracy and the fragility of civic order under populist pressure. The book suggests that Trump's rise is not just an individual phenomenon, but a symptom of deeper institutional weakness, polarization, and public exhaustion. By showing how he could survive legal exposure, retain his base, and regain power, Wolf raises questions about whether democratic systems can restrain leaders who openly exploit grievance, spectacle, and institutional distrust. The book's broader significance lies in this warning: the same structures meant to limit abuse may prove too slow, too fragmented, or too norm-bound to stop a figure who is willing to destroy trust in those structures. This makes the book more than a campaign chronicle. It becomes a study of how modern American politics can drift toward instability when law, media, party loyalty, and public perception all pull in conflicting directions. In conclusion, All or Nothing: How Trump Recaptured America will be most useful for readers who want a close-up account of the 2024 Trump campaign and are interested in how personal power, legal conflict, and institutional weakness interacted at a decisive political moment. It is especially relevant for readers of political journalism, contemporary history, and studies of populism, because it does not simply summarize events. It interprets the campaign as a conflict between an individual leader and the political system around him. The main value of the book is its insider orientation. Wolf's access to Trump world allows him to describe the atmosphere of the campaign from within, giving the book a level of immediacy that more detached election histories often lack. Compared with standard political analysis, it is less focused on polling mechanics or policy debate and more focused on the emotional and organizational logic of power. That difference makes it stand out in the crowded Trump literature. For readers seeking a fast-moving but critical portrait of how Trump returned to power, the book offers both narrative detail and a broader warning about the instability of democratic norms under prolonged political crisis. If you would like to support Michael Wolf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.